Paragimel Mishnah Yudalid Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus Omer Shena Shel Shachris Morning Sleep Yayin Shel Tzoharayim Midday Wine Visichas Hayiladim Yeshivas Batei Knesio Shel Amei Haaretz Conversations of Children Congregating in the Meeting Places of the Unlearned Motzien Esa Adam in a Olam Take a Person Out of This World. There are two ways to explain this Mishnah. The first, Shena Shel Shachris, a person who sleeps in the morning, a person who wakes up late, a person who's lazy in the morning, is counter everything that the world is created for. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, Orach Chaim, opens up his commentaries, gloss to Shulchan Aruch, when he says, Yisgaber ki'ari la'amod ba'boke la'avodas ha'borei. A person should wake up like a lion in the morning. You should wake the morning up. Don't allow the morning to wake you up. But you wake up the morning. A person can accomplish in the morning time, and you wake up early, there's so much that can get done. But Shena Shel Shachris, a person who's sleepy, who's lazy, who waits to wake up and waits for the morning to get going, the entire day will be sluggish and slow. Motzien es adam min olam, you're not even in this world. World means that you wake up the day, you wake up the world. That's Shena Shel Shachris. Yayin Shel Tzoharayim is talking about a person who doesn't take advantage of their day. Yayin, wine, makes a person sleepy. Wine makes a person think about other things. It doesn't allow you to pay attention to the real issues of the day. Yayin Shel Tzoharayim, in the middle of the day, when the day is strong and the sun is bright, that's when a person should be accomplishing. But what's the antonym of that? Yayin Shel Tzoharayim, inebriating yourself, drinking wine in midday is taking away from your accomplishments during the most successful part, the lion's share of your day, when there's time to get things done. And in the evening time, when you return home and you could take advantage of other elements of the day, when you don't have the regular rigor and the day-in, day-out obligations, but instead you're taking and doing Sichas Yeladim, Yeshivas Batei Knesio Shel Amei Haaretz, you're congregating, you're getting involved with idle chatter, you're congregating, having children speak. Whatever you're doing in the evening, make sure you do something to take advantage of the evening hours, when it's calmer, when it's quieter, when the regular rhythm of the day isn't there. These three elements, Shachris, Tzoharayim, and Erev, are times where you can accomplish. There's Shachris, there's Mincha, there's Ma'arav, L'Hagid Babokir, Chazdecha, V'munasecha, Balelos. They're different aspects of the day to tap into. But if a person does just the opposite of that, you're motzin es ha'adam in olam, it's as if you're not alive. Shena Shel Shachris, you're going to be sluggish and sleepy in the morning, and you're not going to be yamod kari, you're not going to wake up like a lion. You're not going to take advantage of your day, and rather you're going to be sleeping and you're going to be drinking wine. That's Yayin Shel Tzoharayim. What are you accomplishing? What are you doing? And Sichas HaYiladim, when you have time to spend with your family, when you have time to be in the Beis Medrash at night, and instead you're talking and schmoozing and involved with child's play, you're not in this world. Motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. But there's another way to explain this Mishnah. It's based upon the Medrash Shmuel quoting Rav Moshe Al-Shaker, who says that these three elements, Shachris, Tzoharayim, and Erev, are not talking about the day, but they're rather talking about three different stages of life. A person in his youth has so much opportunity, potential to tap into, to grow, to think, to contemplate, to accomplish. But if you waste the early years of your life with Shena Shel Shachris and the Shachar of your life, in the early light years of your life when you have passion, excitement, zeal and zest and vigor, and instead you use those years and you sleep them away, you're missing out on so much. Those are the early years. They're the teenage years, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the early years of your life. Shena Shel Shachris. It's the morning hours of your life. But if you're going to sleep them away, you're again, you're motzien es adam min olam. But as a person grows older and they have their most powerful years of their life ahead, where they could accomplish, if it's in Torah learning, if it's in a career, and in both, and instead you're involved in Yayin Shel Tzoharayim, you're dreaming, you're drinking wine, you have thoughts and imagination, and you're not getting the things done that you need to get done, That's Yayin Shel Tzaharayim, in the midday of your life, in the Yayin of Tzaharayim, instead of doing, accomplishing, focusing, grabbing the things that need to be get done in the powerful years of your life. If you're not doing that in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s and beyond, then you're just drinking wine, because it's an imaginary world. You're drunk with things that you shouldn't be doing. And then in the elder years of your life, if instead of spending time teaching the next generation, passing on the Mesorah, sharing the wisdom, but instead you're involved in idle chatter, if you're just schmoozing and not involved in important matters, but rather talking about little, small things, then the elder years, the golden years of your life are being wasted. And that's how the Medrash Shmuel understands this Mishnah. There's the Shachris of your life, the Tzaharayim of your life, the Erev of your life. Three different stages of life that you could accomplish so much. But if in the Shachris you're Shena, you're sleeping. In the Tzaharayim if you're drinking wine. And in the evening of your life you're involved in idle chatter, you've missed it all. Life is short. It's quick. Days are fast. They go by quickly. You go from Shachris to Mincha to Marv every day, and you go from Shachris to Mincha to Marv of our lives. We have to take advantage of it, and that's how some explain the well-known pasuk in Parshas Miketz, when it says that Paro Chole Miketz Shnasayim Shanim, at the end of 2 years of his life, that Paro was dreaming. And the well-known Chassidish Rebbe Meir Paramishlan once commented that Miketz Shnosayim Ishanim was at the end of his life. He was still dreaming. He was still thinking of what he could do, what he could accomplish. There's so much that I want to do. But he was still dreaming. And it was at the end of his life. It was Miketz, the end of those years. There were still dreams. There were still thoughts. But nothing happened. We can't wait till tomorrow. We can't say we will do tomorrow. We'll wait till the next day. If there's something to accomplish, now's the time to do it. Grab it, do it. Let's not get involved in the Shena, in the Yayin, and in the Sichas Yeladim. But let's use the days and the minutes and the hours of the day. Let's use the powerful different moments of our lifetime to tap into those areas and those successful places where we could accomplish so much through the three stages of life and through the three stages of every single day. Perek Gimel Mishnah Tesvav. The Torah, of course, is a world of Kedusha, a world of sanctity, a world of holiness. And this Mishnah speaks to this point. Rabbi Lazar Amadoy Omer HaMechalel HaSakotchim. Somebody who profanes kachim, sacrifices. Hamevazes hamoado, somebody who's dismissive of yamim tovim, of chalamoy. Hamal bepnei chavero beravim, if somebody publicly shames another. Hamefir briso shel Avram Avinu, if somebody violates the covenant, the brismil of Avram Avinu. Vehamigale panim batara shelo kealacha, and somebody applies halacha incorrectly. Even though such a person learns Torah and is involved in good deeds, such a person has no portion in the world to come. Rabbi Elazar Modai is teaching that a person can pine and attain Kedusha by offering kachim, karbanos, by keeping the Yom Tovim and Chol HaMoed, by honoring and giving kavod to his friend and to his chaver, by having a bris milah and by learning Torah. However, the opposite, the antonym, the polar opposite of each of those things will bring a person to profane sanctity, to profane holiness, and to profane Kedusha. And that's each of the points that this Mishnah makes. HaMechalel HaSakachim. If somebody doesn't look at Karbanos, and doesn't look at Kachim, and doesn't look at Sefer Vayikra in the proper way, they can be Mechalel Kodesh. They can profane which is holy, which is safe, and which is sanctified. If somebody goes into Yontif and appreciates a Chol HaMoed, a person can climb a ladder and grab Kedusha every minute of Yontif. But if Chalila Lo Aleinu, a person doesn't take advantage of Yontif and doesn't use Yontif properly, you're profaning it. A person can raise his friend, can honor his chaver. A person is a Tzelem Elokim. But if you're malbim pnei chaver b'rabim, if you shame another publicly, you're profaning kaviyachla kadosh baruch, you're profaning man, adam, shenivra, b'tzelem. A person who has a bris milah is uplifting his body, is uplifting his life. But if you're mefir bris shalom Avraham Avinu, if you violate the covenant of Avraham Avinu, you're profaning that. And finally, the Torah, of course, raises a person's stature. It heightens a person in this world. But if a person alone is migale panim batar shaloki halacha, if a person applies halacha incorrectly, then you're violating and profaning everything that the Torah has to offer. Thus, the common denominator in this Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar Hamudai is teaching that the Torah is a world of kedusha. Yiddishkeit is a world of kedusha, a world of holiness, a world of sanctity. And we have the opportunity to uplift ourselves, to inspire ourselves daily. Shabbosim, Yomim Tovim, on our body, on our guf, there's so many ways that we become Kodesh. But if Chalila, we don't take advantage of these things, and instead we're Mechal HaKodshim, instead we're Mevaze Moados, instead we're Malbin is Kepenei Chaver Bravim, instead we're Mefer Bristo Shel Avraham Avinu, and instead we're Megala Panim Batar Shalom Ki Halacha, we're taking the wrong route to get to Kedusha. It's the opposite. A person who can live Yontif properly, a person who has a Bris Mila, a person who's able to offer Kodshim, a person who honors his friend, these people are living in a world of Kedusha. That's the first way to understand this mission and the statement of Rabbi Elazar Hamudai. But there's a second way. The Maral explains that a person is able to live a life of Kiddusha and Tara, a life of sanctity and holiness, by uplifting the mundane, by using this world and engaging in physicality and uplifting the physical in order to become a spiritual person. Here, however, Rabbi Elazar Hamudai is teaching that a person has the wrong way and wrong attitude for Kedusha, and explains the Maharal, Yom Tov is about Kedusha. But how are we Mekadesh ourselves? The Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'yisach sameach, and the Gemara says, in Meseches Psachim Daf Kuvches, that means that we eat and we drink, we give presents, and we're engaged in physicality. And somebody who doesn't do that is Mechal al Kachim. A person might think, Lo Yaleinu, you can't go into Yantiv, you shouldn't eat, and you shouldn't engage in physical pleasures of the Yom Tovim. That person thinks you're Mechal al Kachim. Such a person who thinks that Yantiv is made just for sitting in shul and for davening and learning doesn't understand Yantiv. That's how we pass in Chetzi Lashem v'Chetzi Lachem. We split the Yom Tov. The part of the day is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the day is dedicated to ourselves. There's Ruchnis, there's Gashmis, and there's a mix. But somebody who's focused on Yom Tov is Kulu Lashem, is Mechalel as a Kodesh, because that person doesn't recognize that you're able to live a physical Yom Tov and uplift the physicality by living Yom Tov in that fashion. And that's what it means. You're mevazes hamoados. You're profaning the yontif. A person says, I can't eat kachim. It's inappropriate to eat the karbonos should just be Lahashem. It's not true. That's what a korban ola is. A korban ola is supposed to be only Lahashem. It's kulo Lahashem. That's an ola. It's ola Lahashem. But all other karbonos, habaylim ochlim, vebaylim ischaprim, we eat and we take advantage of the korban. We engage in the korban. But at the same time, we have to recognize we're uplifting the physical. And the same thing is a malbim pnei chaver berabim. Person has to recognize that every Jew is a tzelem elokim. And somebody might say, nah, it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God lives in the cosmos and is not engaged in this world. And a person doesn't have a tzelem elokim. Therefore, I can make fun of others. That person is malbim pnei chaver berabim, doesn't understand true kedusha, because true kedusha is here. And it's uplifting a human being. It's uplifting a person. And a mefer briso shel Avraham Avinu is the same failure. Because yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we can make our body holy. We can finish off the guf, as the Beis Halevi explains that the message of the Bris Mila is that I'm able to finish the job. Human beings are able to create the perfect man. A Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bore us. Mahul. We weren't born circumcised. We have to do that. And somebody who doesn't recognize that is Mefer Bris or Shel Avraham Avinu, because he doesn't recognize that human beings sanctify the physical. And furthermore, Hamigala Panim Batar Shalom Ki Halacha, somebody doesn't recognize this. Somebody doesn't understand that the Torah is here for man, Moor Shaba Machzira Lamutav, that the Torah teaches us how to live a physical life, to uplift the physical, to become spiritual people. That is understandable and is unimaginable, and that's not something that we are able to fathom. And thus the Maral says that that's the common denominator in this Mishnah. that the purpose of Olam Hazeh is to uplift and to make that which is physical spiritual. We do that through eating kachim. We do that by eating on yantif. We do that by raising up our friend. We do that by giving a bris milah. We do that when we learn Torah. But if somebody doesn't do them, they say, no, we have to separate the spiritual and the physical. And kachim are meant only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And moadim are meant only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And human beings don't have a chelek elokam imal. We don't have a tzelem elokim. And the body can't have a stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thus we don't can have a bris milah. And Torah is meant for externalities and not for this world. You're being living in an other world, and ain lo chelek li'olam haba, because you're not understanding and appreciating what Olam Hazeh is. Thus, this Mishnah is teaching us two things according to Rabbi Elazar bar Berdai, according to Rabbi Elazar HaModai. That number one, we have to recognize that we have the opportunity to be Kodesh. We have the opportunity to be holy, and it's up to us to decide if we are going to do that. How are we going to use our Yamim Tovim? How are we going to use our Kachim? How are we going to relate to our friends? How are we going to relate to the Bris Milah? That's an opportunity to be Kaddish this world. And number two, deeper than that, recognizing that using these physical elements, eating anyantif, eating kachim, treating my friend properly, I have the opportunity and the ability to build and to uplift the physical. And that, the Maharal says, is the common denominator in this Mishnah. Let's use those things which are physical to uplift them, and not to separate, and not to distinguish, and not to divorce the physical from the spiritual, but use the physical to uplift. And therefore, we are living this Mishnah and the purpose of our creation to be Jews who are Kadosh, as we say in Davni, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvakos, Mecholetz, Kvodo. Kadosh is here. Kadosh is by being in this world, uplifting the physical. And anybody who is not engaged in that form of activity is Mechalel Kachim, is Mevaze Moados, is Malbin Pnei Chaver Barabim, is Mefir Briso Shalom Ramvinu, is Megala Panim Bator Shalom Kalacha, and ultimately, any of these people, ein lahem chelek le'olam haba. Perek Gimel Mishnah Tesvav. The Torah, of course, is a world of Kedusha, a world of sanctity, a world of holiness. And this Mishnah speaks to this point. Rabbi Lazar HaModoy Omer HaMechalel Es HaKachim. Somebody who profanes kachim, sacrifices. HaMevaz Es HaMoado. Somebody who's dismissive of Yomim Tovim, of Cholamoy. Hamal b'pnei chaveiro b'ravim, if somebody publicly shames another. Hamefir briso shel Avram Avinu, if somebody violates the covenant, the bris milah of Avram Avinu. V'hamigale panim b'torah shelo kehalacha, and somebody applies halacha incorrectly. Aval pishesh biyado Torah ma'asim tovim, even though such a person learns Torah and is involved in good deeds. Ein lo chelek li'olam haba, such a person has no portion in the world to come. Rabbi Elazar HaModai is teaching that a person can pine and attain Kedusha by offering kachim, karbanos, by keeping the Yom Tovim and Chol HaMoed, by honoring and giving kavod to his friend and to his chaver, by having a bris milah and by learning Torah. However, the opposite, the antonym, the polar opposite of each of those things will bring a person to profane sanctity, to profane holiness, and to profane Kedusha. And that's each of the points that this Mishnah makes. HaMechalel Es HaKachim. If somebody doesn't look at Karbanos, and doesn't look at Kachim, and doesn't look at Sefer Vayikra in the proper way, they can be Mechalel Kodesh. They can profane which is holy, which is safe, and which is sanctified. If somebody goes into Yantif and appreciates a Chol HaMoed, a person can climb a ladder and grab Kedusha every minute of Yantif. But if Chalila Lo Aleinu, a person doesn't take advantage of Yantif and doesn't use Yantif properly, you're profaning it. A person can raise his friend, can honor his Chaver. A person is a Tzelem Elokim. But if you're Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, if you shame another publicly, you're profaning Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch, you're profaning man, Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. A person who has a bris milah is uplifting his body, is uplifting his life. But if you're Mefir Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, if you violate the covenant of Avraham Avinu, you're profaning that. And finally, the Torah, of course, raises a person's stature. It heightens a person in this world. But if a person is migale panim batar shaloki halacha, if a person applies halacha incorrectly, then you're violating and profaning everything that the Torah has to offer. Thus, the common denominator in this Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar Hamudoi is teaching that the Torah is a world of kedusha. Yiddishkeit is a world of kedusha, a world of holiness, a world of sanctity, and we have the opportunity to uplift ourselves, to inspire ourselves daily. Shabbosim, Yomim Tovim, on our body, on our guf, there's so many ways that we become kodesh. But if chalila we don't take advantage of these things, and instead we're mechalal kachim, instead we're mevazeh moados, instead we're malbin es kipnei chaver bravim, instead we're mefer briso shel Avraham Avinu, and instead we're megala panim batar shelo ki halacha, we're taking the wrong route to get to kedusha. It's the opposite. A person who can live yontif properly, a person who has a bris milah, a person who's able to offer kachim, a person who honors his friend, these people are living in a world of kedusha. That's the first way to understand this mission and the statement of Rabbi Elazar Hamudoi. But there's a second way. The Maral explains that a person is able to live a life of kedusha and tara, a life of sanctity and holiness, by uplifting the mundane, by using this world and engaging in physicality and uplifting the physical in order to become a spiritual person. Here, however, Rabbi Elazar Hamudoi is teaching that a person has the wrong way and wrong attitude for Kedusha, and explains the Maharal, Yom Tov is about Kedusha. But how are we mekadesh ourselves? The pasuk says, "V'samachta bechagecha v'yisach sameach." The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kufches that means that we eat and we drink, we give presents, and we're engaged in physicality. And somebody who doesn't do that is mechalal kachim. A person might think, lo yaleinu, you can't go into yantav, you shouldn't eat, and you shouldn't engage in physical pleasures of the yom tovim. That person thinks you're mechalal es hakachim. Such a person who thinks that yantav is made just for sitting in shul and for davening and learning doesn't understand yantav. That's how we paskin chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. We split the Yom Tov. Part of the day is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the day is dedicated to ourselves. There's ruchnis, there's gashmis, and there's a mix. But somebody who's focused on Yom Tov is kulo l'Hashem, is mechalal as a kach, because that person doesn't recognize that you're able to live a physical Yom Tov and uplift the physicality by living Yom Tov in that fashion. And that's what it means. You're mevazes hamoados. You're profaning the yontif. A person says, I can't eat kachim. It's inappropriate to eat the karbanos. The karbanos should just be l'Hashem. It's not true. That's what a korban ola is. A korban ola is supposed to be only l'Hashem. It's kulo l'Hashem. That's an ola. It's ola l'Hashem. But all other karbanos, habaylim ochlim, v'baylim ischaprim, we eat and we take advantage of the korban. We engage in the korban. But at the same time, we have to recognize we're uplifting the physical. And the same thing as a malbim pnei chaver berabim, person has to recognize that every Jew is a tzelem elokim. And somebody might say, nah, it's not true. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, God lives in the cosmos and is not engaged in this world. And a person doesn't have a tzelem elokim. Therefore, I can make fun of others. That person is malbim pnei chaver berabim, doesn't understand true kedusha, because true kedusha is here. And it's uplifting a human being. It's uplifting a person. And a mefer briso shel Avraham Avinu is the same failure. Because yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we can make our body holy. We can finish off the guf, as the Beis Halevi explains that the message of the Bris Milah is that I'm able to finish the job. Human beings are able to create the perfect man. A Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bore us. Mahul. We weren't born circumcised. We have to do that. And somebody who doesn't recognize that is Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, because he doesn't recognize that human beings sanctifies the physical. And furthermore, HaMegala Panim Batar Shelo Ki Halacha, somebody doesn't recognize this. Somebody doesn't understand that the Torah is here for man, Ma'or Sheba Machzir Lamutav, that the Torah teaches us how to live a physical life, to uplift the physical, to become spiritual people. That is understandable and is unimaginable, and that's not something that we are able to fathom. And thus the Maral says that that's the common denominator in this Mishnah, that the purpose of Olam Hazeh is to uplift and to make that which is physical spiritual. We do that through eating kachim. We do that by eating on yantif. We do that by raising up our friend. We do that by giving a bris milah. We do that when we learn Torah. But if somebody doesn't do them, they say, no, we have to separate the spiritual and the physical. And kachim are meant only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And moadim are meant only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And human beings don't have a chelek elokam imal. We don't have a tzelem elokim. And the body can't have a stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thus we don't can have a bris milah. And Torah is meant for externalities and not for this world. You're being living in an other world, and ein lo chelek li'olam haba, because you're not understanding and appreciating what Olam Hazeh is. Thus, this Mishnah is teaching us two things according to Rabbi Elazar bar Dodai, according to Rabbi Elazar Hamodai. That number one, we have to recognize that we have the opportunity to be Kodesh. We have the opportunity to be holy, and it's up to us to decide if we are going to do that. How are we going to use our Yamim Tovim? How are we going to use our Kachim? How are we going to relate to our friends? How are we going to relate to the Bris Milah? That's an opportunity to mikadesh this world. And number two, deeper than that, recognizing that using these physical elements, eating anyantif, eating kachim, treating my friend properly, I have the opportunity and the ability to build and to uplift the physical. And that, the Maharal says, is the common denominator in this Mishnah. Let's use those things which are physical to uplift them, and not to separate, and not to distinguish, and not to divorce the physical from the spiritual, but use the physical to uplift. And therefore, we are living this Mishnah and the purpose of our creation to be Jews who are Kadosh, as we say in Davni, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvakos, Mechalatz, Kvodo. Kedusha is here. Kedusha is by being in this world, uplifting the physical. And anybody who is not engaged in that form of activity is Mechalol Kachim, is Mevazem Moados, is Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, is Mefir Briso Shalom Ramvinu, is Megala Panim Bator Shalom Kalacha, and ultimately, any of these people, ein lahem chelek le'olam haba.